Correction, that was the end of chapter 14. And now we will go to chapter 15, titled The End. The moment the four warriors thought all was lost, with their feeble hands raised to give an honor to the king, a powerful wave of spiritual energy washed over them. It caught them by surprise. While looking at one another, searching for an explanation, another, even more powerful wave consumed them. In total bewilderment, they were being engulfed in one wave after another. Wave after wave washed in over them. Strength, unlike any they had known before, began to swell from deep within them. This was not the doings of Lord Reason or these rogue henchmen. It was different, very different. Each was impacted in such a formidable way that they looked to one another for the meaning of this change in the atmosphere. The air was different. The darkness of the cave was subsiding. The hair on their bodies stood as if each strand of hair was giving honor to the king. Carter was the first to drop to her knees. The other three quickly followed. There was a force swirling around them and through them, and yes, even in them. With a wave of his hand, King Avi destroyed all of the henchmen, including the rogue henchmen. Exhausted, famished, the light-bearer warriors, along with their protectors, danced in celebration and appreciation for the king bringing the victory. King Avi had sent four young, untested light-bearer warriors against the most powerful henchmen on the east coast of the United States. Many lives were spared due to the success of this encounter with the rogue henchmen. Children would be nurtured by parents who would have abandoned their families. Teens were filled with hope and became light bearers rather than live their lives in bondage to Lord Reason and his henchmen. King Avi used four young warriors to drive back the darkness so his light could shine in many lives. King Avi did not need to use these humans. He chose to do so. Although we will never understand why, the king's master plan is to use poor and weak humans to accomplish his powerful, eternal plans in the land of Adamom. As one of the early light-bearer warriors once said, and as it is recorded in the war manual, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. It is the light of King Avi that drives out darkness. King Avi chose to use four untested light-bearer warriors to take a stand against some very powerful henchmen in the cave, the darkest of places, and the victory was his, thanks to the faithfulness of four warriors. What a masterful plan. Well, I've enjoyed being with you, and perhaps we will get together again with another book. God bless.